So I started this podcast because I listen to podcasts and I'm trying to broaden my audience. And I was just listening to Gary Vaynerchuk, and he was talking to people in Tampa at some event, and his two key pieces that I work with, I want to touch on those. Number one, he said, sell a product that you believe in and back companies that you believe in. Number two, give more than you get and hope you never have to ask for that favor. That is a lot of how I operate as an individual. And real quick, for those of you who are new or don't know, in the last year, I've started working towards a personal brand. Because I realized that that's just the way things are going to go, right? So I started initially with Posh, which is a skincare line out of Utah, originally super small, really great, still really great. They've got a lot of natural products, not a whole lot of additives, actually no additives. And I was a customer. I was spending the money that it made sense to sign up to sell their product. In all honesty, I have one loyal customer who swears by a serum, and I'm okay with that because I have finally found her something that she likes and that works. Okay? That's all I want to do. I just want to put people in connection with products that they like and that they can use and that are better than something they've had before, and it's also a justifiable purchase. That's a big thing for me because I have done a lot of shopping in my day, and not everything I've ever bought is a justifiable purchase. If I'm going to spend a decent chunk of money on it, and by that, I don't even mean $100. I mean like $25, $30 for one single product. It's got to be worth it. So first and foremost, started with Posh. The second company I signed up with was Jamberry, which is a nail company. They make wraps for women's fingernails. They also have a kids line. They've merged in, or they've wandered into the shellac market, which is a 2-week nail polish, which is great for people like me who are a bartender, and I have a 5-year-old. We do arts and crafts. I clean my house. I clean the bar. I'm, you know, opening bottles all day long. I'm washing my hands 1,000 times. And if I'm going to the salon and I'm paying $45, it needs to last. So again, bought a couple of things, really liked it. I have a friend who, you know, she's been doing it for 1.5 years and she's really happy with it. And so I started with them. Not really so much about the company, just the product. I've made 0 sales. I've sent out pretty much everything that came in my beginner retail kit. I've sent them out as product samples. I sent to my sister. I sent one to a really, really good friend of mine so her and her daughter can do their nails. And I don't really care if I make money on that, right? So those are my first two that started this foundation of the Emily M brand, other than myself as a human being and the great things I think that I contribute to the world. And then I found Green Horizon, which is a company out of Utah. And they are, I think, the best, I'm going to say it, the best company to go to for your CBD products. Their stuff comes from the hemp plant. So it automatically, before it's even processed, has less than 0.3% THC. Realistically, that number needs to be jumped to like 1% to 3%, depending on the strain of hemp that you're growing, but we won't go into that now. So if you want to, go online, check them out, mygreenhorizon.com. Just look at the products. We've got lab tests on there. Everything tests at 0.000% THC. Which is a very, very marketable product because hemp-based CBD products are legal in all of the 50 states. Well, I think we've got like 55 now. I don't know. I don't keep track of that. Anyways, it's legal. So I can you know, get a hold of my aunt who lives in Idaho, who's had, I think, cancer like 4 times now. And she's an amazing, amazing, amazing woman. And I hook her up with some recreational marijuana from Washington State on occasion. And I can call her up and I can be like, hey, you can order this online. It can show up in your mailbox and you can get the relief that you need from the chronic pain or the intermittent nausea or anything else that you smoke for. You can get this 100% of the time delivered to your house. Back to what Gary Vaynerchuk, sell a product you believe in and back people that are good people and give more than you get. So Mike and Jenny are amazing, and I really, really like their business plan. They're operating on a no debt business plan, so they're not trying to spend a bunch of money to keep running. They don't really believe in that it takes money to make money. They really, really want to just give people the medication that they need and in the process make some money, which I am all about. So enough about that, because I can go on and on for days, and which is why I started this channel, is to promote education on hemp products. Anyways, so my final piece of the Emily M. Brand puzzle is Hello Pink. It's a clothing company. They are running on a boutique plan. They order small batches. I say small batches, like 500 to 1,000 pieces of clothing. They post them up online. We as reps can go online and order them and keep inventory on hand, or we can send our customers there. The one thing I like about this is that they never last long. Because they do the small order small batches of ordering, I can pretty much guarantee that in my area, I'm going to be the only one wearing those unless somebody bought them from me or they bought them from someone else. And then when we're out and about, I can be like, hey girl, I know where you got those leggings. Sup? And it creates, you know, communication with people, and, you know, a little bit of exclusivity in this world of everyone has everything. So Hello Pink, Green Horizon, Posh, and Jamberry are the quote-unquote building blocks of what I'm trying to do. So I just thought that I'd throw that out there. Everybody have a great day now that we've done the who is this, what is this channel for. Anytime you've got a question, anytime you want to throw anything out there, don't hesitate to throw out a message. You can find me on Instagram at Emily M. Brand. I also have a business page on Facebook, which is linked to my Instagram. So find me, follow me, see what's up. Have a great day. Hey guys. So the company I work with, Green Horizon, for the CBD hemp oil, one of their biggest things they do with their team members is workshops. And we have them weekly. And one of our first quote unquote assignments was to do our introduction letter. And I had to post this to for 1,000 people that I don't even know to read. It was like an interview on Facebook Live for the dream job of your life. I cannot tell you how hard this was for me to write. And I also, it's been really hard to get this podcast thing started and get it going and really understand what I'm trying to do here. So that being said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to read the post that I made for this project, because I think that this is exactly what this is supposed to be. So without further ado, let me figure out how to get my phone unlocked, because I'm special. So, all right, so quick pause, probably some obnoxious music, and then I'll just talk to you for like ever. All right, so
We have four segments. First segment is background, what Green Horizon does for me, how I found CBD, and why did I choose Green Horizon. We'll go to background first. I'm a driven 28-year-old who has been in the business world since I was 13. I learned from my grandfather that people don't buy products, people buy from people. Everyone can get anything anywhere, but they come to people. They trust people, and it's your job to be that person. My grandpa told me that at 13, and I've really kept that to always. I've always kept that in the back of my mind that there is a lot of truth in that. Another thing that he told me was that 90% of your business will come from 10% of your customers, because at the end of the day, people can go anywhere. But if you're the reason, then you can guarantee that these people will come back to you. I What Green Horizon does for me. I've been consuming cannabis just about 2 years. For just about 2 years, every single day. It's been the best 2 years of my entire life. I've had enormous growth within myself, and I found a new sense of who I am. I've chosen Green Horizon because anyone, anywhere can get these same benefits in their own lives. I know the products can be used on children, which gives me great confidence that it is good for you. To expand on that a little bit, I have battled all of my adult life with alcohol addiction, gambling. I've got complex post-traumatic stress disorder, which is it's commonly uncommon, as I like to call it, because a lot of people don't realize that there's a difference in post-traumatic stress disorders. And a lot of people who've been in a very abusive relationship or had a less than colorful childhood, those are complex situations. They last a very long time. They do a lot of damage, and a lot of it you're not even aware of. So that being said, I'm undiagnosed, but nearly positive that I also have bipolar 2 with chronic depression. There were times in my life where I would sleep for 2 or 3 days, or I would excessively drink to the point where I did not physically or emotionally feel anything, and that was my entire goal. I've gambled away my rent money 5 hours before rent was due. And I still somehow managed to fucking pay it. Oh man, I've done a lot of bad things in my life. And all of it was because my mental health was just shit. And I have a 5-year-old child that I've been the sole provider for. And I've never really had the time or the luxury to take care of myself. And being in denial and sheer refusal of being the zombie that my mother was, on antidepressants and other medications of the sort. I just dealt with it the only way I knew how. Then I found cannabis. I found all of it, and I love all of it. And without it, I really can promise you right now I would not be here. It's amazing what this has done for my life. So I'm gonna pause right here, and then we're gonna go to the next segment. So, how I found CBD. In the last 2 years, I've consumed a lot of cannabis. And I've done my own experiments, and I've figured out what works for me and what doesn't, and what I like and what I don't like. Oh, and by the way, we're going unscripted. I'm reading my little paragraphs, and then I'm doing my own ramble because that's what I wanted to do. So my apologies, the plan changed. this is my life. So I found CBD through a lot of research. I like to read a lot of articles online. I ask questions in forums. I know it's acceptable. My boyfriend is one of my biggest resources. He's, among many things, very knowledgeable, and has been using it for a long time, and he's got his set way that he does things, and that's his way that it works for him, and I think he's doing pretty damn good. But anyways, so I've done my own thing and I've figured it out, and I found CBD, and then I found this company, Green Horizon, who makes products with the CBD extracts from industrial hemp, which is legal in all of the states of the United States of America. And I think that that is probably the most amazing thing about this company, is that they've chosen to run with a product that knowingly is going to be called pot and marijuana and bad and terrible, but they know that even though most people are, lack of a better term, too fucking dumb to know any better, the ones that do know are the ones that are going to be like, oh my God, you just saved my life. I'm a surgeon and I can't do it anymore, man. I can't deal with all these meds I have to take. I can't do this, but I also can't enjoy the cannabis, and I'm totally screwed, and I just really want to give it a go. And now they can. Like, they can because it's legal and it's 0% THC. And I'm starting to get to a point where I don't like being high anymore. But I really do embrace my mental health now, and I can't go back to what it was, right? So, this is a transition period for myself. And in the process, I'm telling other people about it because if somebody wouldn't have told me about it, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. So, like, I gotta be appreciative for this life that I'm lucky enough to have. So, yeah. So that's why I picked that company, and I think that they're great, and it's a husband and wife team, and they're both fantastic individuals. Like, I seriously have never met these people in my life, but I would totally let my kids spend the night there. I would totally do Yeah, that's another thing. Like, I'm gonna say the most random shit. But like the biggest thing is I need someone to interact with. I need somebody to like banter with and communicate with me. So if anybody has a podcast or if anybody wants to do like sessions in my garage, that'd be cool. All right. Well, this little bit's done. I think I'm gonna smoke some mo. I don't know. Stay high, guys.